So, Chris, what have you had your eye on this week?
Well, as I was walking along and I didn't get chewing gum stuck on my foot, I'm pleased to say today, it reminded me of something which I saw this week at the BA Festival of Science in York, which was, I think, deserves prize for invention of the year, actually. It's a piece of work by Terry Cosgrove. He's a researcher at Bristol University, and he's come up with the recipe for chewing gum that does not stick to things.
This sounds absolutely brilliant. Tell me more.
Well, it's washable chewing gum in the sense that if you look at normal chewing gum, it's full of these things called hydrophobic groups. They're water repelling, so water can't get into the chewing gum molecules and take them to pieces, which is why you can't wash chewing gum off. And also, because some of the molecules are sticky, once they're latched onto something, it's very difficult to remove. You need things like petrol to dissolve it. So he and his team at Bristol decided to tweak the recipe for chewing gum a bit, and they've added to the mix some polymers that they've made up, which are actually also used in other human foods and things, so they're safe. And they are water-loving, they're hydrophilic, which means when you mix them in with the chewing gum, it means water molecules can get into the matrix of the gum when it's stuck on something and pull apart the polymers, and the chewing gum effectively dissolves, so you won't get these black blotches on pavements. You won't have problems with your clothes and shoes being covered in the stuff in future.
But can you still chew it all right? I mean, will it break down in your mouth?
Thankfully not. It will actually melt on the pavement, but it takes a little while to do it, so it won't apparently affect the enjoyment or the taste experience. In fact, it might even make the flavour stronger at the same time, because it's water-loving, these molecules, it can sharpen up the flavour of some of the taste molecules they add to the gum.
Oh, so unless you're going to chew it for months, then it's probably all right.
So we should see that actually in the shops by next year, because they're talking about having this on shelves by 2008.
That sounds great.